It's Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we have a massive raft of incredibly informative guests coming up.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
That's going to be interesting if they do debate.
They're going to do debate. Held several.
If he lives.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to try to take him out again?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Yes.
I mean, if they did that, this is not the only time they're going to do that. And then also, that one was so Lee Harvey Oswald. It was so perp lone gunman.
At a certain
take
point,
him out.
If you're that sloppy, you're in on it.
Someone had at least know that he was under threat and
or
done
didn't
a
care.
Piss poor
they
job.
They didn't care.
Yeah.
A Secret Service counter-sniper is predicting another assassination attempt before November. In an email obtained by Real Clear Politics, a Secret Service agent with 20 years' experience on the counter-sniper team is announcing he's going to blow the whistle until all of his supervisors are fired. The counter-sniper says his mission is to prevent another JFK-style assassination. And the only reason that hasn't happened is because they've gotten lucky. He says Secret Service leadership is corrupt and states clearly, quote, "We all should expect another assassination attempt to happen before November. We've exposed our inability to protect our leaders due to our leadership." After this email went public, it was wiped off the Secret Service servers. There's a massive cover-up underway.
You know, I was sitting here just getting ready for the broadcast today, this live Wednesday transmission, and I was thinking to myself, we've got all of this incredible news and information to cover and go over today, and I will hit it. I'll hit a lot of it. But really front and center is the fact that the deep state on the 13th of July tried to kill Trump. It's a total stand down. The evidence is overwhelming. And now that Trump's even more powerful, they are more committed to do it than ever. The good news is the consensus across the political spectrum is that the deep state tried to kill Trump. And hell, most Democrats will even admit that and say, well, too bad Trump didn't die. So that's how crazed these maniacs are. So we have Roger Stone joining us today. We have James O'Keefe joining us today. We have popular and very informative journalist, talk show host Liz Wheeler joining us today. And we'll be talking about this just incredibly important subject, obviously, for not just America, but the rest of the world. And also, what would have happened if they would have killed Trump? What would they have done? Well, I believe they would stage false flags to demonize Trump supporters and put us into civil emergencies, what they would call it. It would be martial law, because all the preparations have been made for that. And I want to be clear, I don't say things like that to sound ominous and entertaining. It's not entertaining. With 96 days left in the most important election in world history, it's what's on the table. It's the trajectory of everything. 172 days, a lifetime in this political climate, until Trump, we hope and pray, is inaugurated. So all this and more coming up today, and there's just so much other news. We have Maduro, the dictator, and the numbers coming out of just how bad he was losing by 60%+. And now he's declared martial law, is trying to arrest his political opposition. Same thing that the corrupt groups do, not just here, but all over the world. This is what these desperate, corrupt governments are doing. We have the Hamas leader killed in Tehran. And I said day one, when October 7th happened, Israel should have killed the leaders of Hamas, not carpet bombed a lot of innocent people. And Israel lost the high ground doing that. But I'm also not going to cry in my pillow that the leader of Hamas has been killed. So I hope that gives Israel an excuse to stop what they're doing and to wind this thing down that should have been wound down a long time ago. There's so much more coming up today. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Please follow me on X at Alex Jones and, of course, InfoWars.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. Kamala Harris is unable to get anybody to her rallies, so she's now resorted to getting hip-hop dancers and stars and pornographic actresses, basically, to twerk and dance for crowds and then that are free concerts. And then as soon as Kamala Harris gets up on the stage, literally everybody turns around and leaves. And there's really not even much applause for the dancers. I mean, this is pathetic. And it's happening in Illinois. It's happening in Atlanta. It's happening everywhere that Kamala Kneepad Harris goes. We're going to be going over all of that today. We've got the big developments in Venezuela, the huge developments in Iran and Israel, the ongoing expanding war. We've got the Olympics continuing to tank in front of the whole world as every globalist operation turns to pure crap. We have major studies out, over 50% of liberal white women under 30 have a mental health issue. Well, I can tell you that. That's just some of what we've got on this massive transmission lined up for you today. We also have J.D. Vance being attacked by MSNBC political analysts, claims J.D. Vance wants more white children. And what he said is we need to have more families. We need to have more children. The West is being depopulated. And of course, they ignored the fact that he's married to an Indian lady and has mixed kids. But it wouldn't matter if he had white kids. It's okay to be white. But this is really the anti-white, anti-population agenda that we see. And people need to stop bowing to it and point it out for the racist, divide-and-conquer crap it is. Google claims censoring searches on Donald Trump assassination attempt was an innocent mistake. Any search you did basically on Trump, you would get Donald Duck for 2 days this weekend. And they do it on purpose, and it's come out they do it on purpose. Every time they get caught, they go, oh, it's an accident. It's total and complete election meddling. And as you know, a few weeks ago, the Supreme Court shot down multiple states' lawsuits coming in and saying, don't censor people on these platforms because it's in the law that they are utilities. And if they start censoring, that makes them a publication, so they no longer have the immunity that they have from what people post. And the Supreme Court overruled the conservatives. Several of the conservatives, like Barrett, voted against it. And CNN, I got the headline right here, spun it that, oh, the Supreme Court defended the rights of big tech's free speech. It's not tech's big free speech to censor people. That's a suppression of free speech. And they talk about how Alito got really, really mad about it and said this is cut and dry. So we've got all of that for you here today as well. But sitting back, all this news is very interesting, and it's all important in and of itself. But we just witnessed an attempted deep state coup against President Trump and the American people. And by the grace of God, he didn't die. And as I've said probably 500 times since they tried to kill Trump 18 days ago, they're going to do it again and again and again. And I covered some of this yesterday, but I want to really drill back into it because a reportedly senior Secret Service sniper trainer, and it was confirmed to be on the Secret Service system, blew the whistle with his name redacted, and they've since removed it, and said, this is going to make copycats try to kill Trump, plus it looks like there was a total stand down. Someone will try to kill him again before the election in just 90-something days, and this agency is filled with political operatives, the Democrat Party operatives, who have on purpose pulled the protection away from Trump, and they're going to get him killed, and the entire leadership needs to be made to resign right now. That's why Trump has to not purge people by putting them in prison or killing them. He just has to use the power he has to fire anyone from the Democratic Party political class from his administration. The problem is it's such a huge sprawling network. Trump doesn't understand who all the people are, neither do I. I've got a better understanding than he does. I constantly research it. And so people with horror are noticing that already some of the Trump loyalists are being replaced and never Trumpers and other people are being brought in. Now, certainly some of them are like J.D. Vance and have since the last 8 years been totally different and has a history that Trump thinks he can trust and I think we can trust as well. I mean, Vance didn't even in confidence told me, you know, I've got it. I said, I hear you're probably the VP pick. He goes, yeah, I got it. I said, really? Yeah. And so that was a month before it got announced by Trump. So, I mean, I want to believe Vance is good, that the establishment hates his guts and is attacking him. I should tell you, they certainly think he's good. But Google and Instagram, owned by Facebook Meta, they censored the videos of Trump being shot, and they censored the videos of Trump raising his fist and saying, fight, fight, fight. And they censored any investigation or members of Congress talking about it. That's all admitted. There was a concerted effort everywhere but X, formerly Twitter, to suppress all discussions of the fact they tried to kill him. And you saw that in the first 8 hours where Forbes and AP and Reuters said, oh, there was some popping noises and Trump slipped and fell down. We don't know what happened. Even though it was on record that there were shootings and person dead and others wounded within minutes. And it was on the local news and I was on the air within an hour, you know, getting off an airplane and, you know, learning as the plane was landing, this had just happened. So I want to just have a discussion with everybody about and a thought process, you know, and I'll open the phones up. We were going to do a X Spaces today, but today's probably not the best day because I have all these guests. I have Roger Stone, James O'Keefe, Liz Wheeler, Chase Geyser. So we'll do a Spaces on X tomorrow on what would have happened if Trump was assassinated. And will they try to assassinate him again? Which the obvious answer is yes. It's really one of their only moves, the only big move they've got left. So this is like knowing that your neighbor, let's say it's a woman, she's got the day off, she's got her 2-year-old at home, she falls asleep on the couch, forgot to lock the sliding glass door, the toddler goes out, falls in the swimming pool and drowns. What if you could look ahead in the future as the neighbor or even the mom and you knew that was going to happen? What would you do to stop that happening? Well, this is a lot bigger than one toddler falling in the pool and dying, because this will trigger the excuse for major civil unrest that the New World Order has been gearing up for and the civil war they've been trying to prepare, because they know they're going to lose politically in the long run. We've got the high ground, the momentum, the initiative, the history. You know, the smart people on our side, we are going to win unless they try to bring us into giant wars and catastrophe and civil unrest. And every expert political analyst that has really accurate histories, like Martin Armstrong yesterday, of, you know, 98% accuracy, says it's guaranteed they're going to start a larger war or expand the wars that are there. It's guaranteed they're going to try to kill Trump. We're just stating fact here. And I don't want to just be here like a fly on the wall and just chronicle what's happening and then be right about it coming, like I predicted the Trump assassination attempt and Biden stepping down to the day 2 weeks before it happened. I want to stop this. And so that's a larger discussion everybody should be having, not just me, but other talk show hosts, members of Congress, governors, attorney generals, prominent people. Because the political class has been in control for so long and have been handing the baton down to their bureaucrats beneath them for so long that they really feel a lot of chutzpah, a lot of arrogance, a lot of hubris, a lot of bravada, a lot of machismo, whatever you want to call it. And they are going to plunge us into hell. And if you study history and extrapolate out, they're not going to get away with this time, even if they go to full martial law, like Maduro is trying to do right now. Maduro might not be thrown out this week or next month, but the communists are on their way out in Venezuela. I would say within 6 months, the communist regime collapses. The problem is there's so much corruption endemic now to the country, and who knows if Venezuela will ever come back. Most countries don't come back unless you've got really strong measures to clean up the nation, like El Salvador or Chile. But you almost become what you're fighting when you do that. And that's the problem with tyrants is, and tyranny and totalitarianism, is that authoritarianism always leads to totalitarianism, always leads to collapse of civilization. And there comes a time when normal measures of just working through the system don't work anymore. And I have tirelessly tried and worked to try to have peace and reconciliation, and we've had a lot of success, and that's one reason the system's tried to dampen this broadcast. But there does come a point, and I'm not saying we've reached that point. In fact, I think we're far from it if they don't kill Trump or start World War III. We are winning. The problem is they will take us to that place. And so we then have to have a discussion about what that's going to look like, not to even affect the battle space and get people ready for physical war. Because I'm enough of an expert on this to know that I'm not an expert and that nobody's an expert. And I don't kind of have the genes in me to want to play general. I will be a leader in that area if it was thrust upon me, but I certainly don't relish it and I don't want it. And anybody that's rolling up their sleeves looking for a fight, whether they're a populist or whether they're a devil worshiper, that's the two sides, just pro-humans and anti-humans. Anybody that thinks a physical war is the thing we need to cleanse ourselves of the New World Order doesn't study sociology and anthropology and psychology and business and infrastructure, because the human population of today is unrecognizable from the population of 1950. And the population of 1950 was basically unrecognizable to the population of, say, 1850. And you see this domestication and softening effect in overdrive, in warp speed, into what we are now with this super complex civilization with just-on-time deliveries and with all the specialization in the different sectors of the economy. This sucker breaks down, according to all analysis from all the different industries. I mean, if they took the fossil fuels away right now, 7 million people would die within a year. And that's only in the Pentagon actuaries, not counting melting down of nuclear reactors and the wars that would come in the battle for resources. Just if you cut the resources off, if you cut the fossil fuel off, between 6 and 7 million people would die within about a year. But there was another big Carrington event, like they had in the 1880s, that hit us now and blew out the power for a year. You'd have more than half the population dead, guaranteed. So we're like squirrels going into winter with zero nuts. When we were in the Great Depression, 7 million people plus is estimated starved to death in the United States alone. And again, more than 80% of the population was rural then, and more than half of them were self-sufficient. So you've got 40-plus percent of the population self-sufficient who could take care of the rest of the people, and still 77-plus million starved to death. So if we've got 10% that are urban, 10% that are rural now on average, and 90% that are urban, and around half of those that are rural are self-sufficient, how is 5% going to take care of everybody during a collapse when 40% couldn't do it completely in the 10 years of the Great Depression? I'll say that again because I butchered it. Roughly 90% of the population in 1929 was rural. 10% was urban. Today, it's upwards of 90%, though there was some exodus of the country during COVID, so it went down about 85%. So let's use that current number. 85% of people live in urban or city areas. So 15% live rural, and let's say half of those are self-sufficient. Let's say it's 7.5%. So let's say it's 7.5%. That's actually the revised numbers. The numbers vary a little bit. You look it up, folks. That's the numbers. So we got 7.5% of the population that's self-sufficient. And you've got 90-plus percent that isn't, whether they were rural or urban. What is that going to look like? And that's what the globalists have already begun in the third world with the lockdowns. It wasn't the virus that killed now over 100 million people the last 4 years. It was starvation from just locking society and civilization down. And so I don't want to get up here with a bunch of gloom and doom. That's not my mission. But I have to tell it like it is so that the people who aren't aware know what's going on, whether you be for the globalists or against them. And then I just look at the average political class leader and I ask myself whether they're Republican or Democrat. Most of them don't have a clue, especially the average globalist technician or minion or manager class is destroying their own future, sinking their own lifeboat, according to any metric or actuary or yardstick, any gauge. And that's incontrovertible. And they'll tell you, well, there's too many people. We want a post-industrial world. Well, you can't turn off a system with 8.5 billion people and not have them go crazy and burn up and blow everything up. And during that process, there'll be giant wars, domestically, internationally, civil wars, nuclear reactors in all the studies melting down left and right, nuclear winter, and a hellscape that makes my head spin. But if you look at all these studies, they'll just look at one angle of it. And one angle of a shutdown of society is bad. But you add all the angles together and how they come together, I am horrified. Because the prospect of total collapse is right on the knife's edge of being a probability. About 50%, I'd say it's a 49% chance right now. They kill Trump or Biden and blame it on conservatives. Any of that crap. And I want the government and the Pentagon to listen to me because I know the higher-ups know this. But to the mid-level and others, if you haven't been read in on this, you better research this now. Because this is like giving a monkey a flamethrower and a belt of hand grenades and sending him in to an explosives factory. And You do that, and they've got the door of the munitions factory open, or the munitions dump, and they're handing a live flamethrower with the pilot flame on. They're handing him a live flamethrower, fully loaded, with two tanks on his back, and they're giving him a belt of hand grenades. And they're saying, go on in there. And I'm just sitting here watching this because I've made, you know, these predictions, almost all of them have come true. And I'm telling you this is happening. And I just have a feeling of disgust and of sadness. And you look back on history, things will be going well. You get a corrupt elite. Everything goes to hell in a handbasket. There's wars, civil wars, collapse. But people knew how to go back and farm and come back from it. With all the bioweapons and all the chemical weapons and the nuclear weapons and how domesticated the public is, the average person doesn't know how to fix a toilet. The average person does not know how to change a tire. The average person does not know how to grow crops. The average person knows how to watch television. And I guess that's what happens. You get an industrialized society. People get decadent and lazy. You get decadent, lazy elites that are disconnected from reality. And then you blow yourselves up. I mean, again, nobody knows, at least I don't, whether Atlantis existed or not, the Mediterranean or the Atlantic Ocean. Plato, 2,200 and something years ago, said it did. And they found a lot of cities and a lot of stuff he wrote about buried that they didn't know were there. And it's just like he said. So I tend to think it was there. I mean, how did he write up there was a big island with this advanced culture going around the world and they had a free energy source. They had these big mechanical automatons is what he called them, where, you know, people could get at them and like exoskeletons and flying ships. And they had this big energy source and they did something with it and it blew up the whole island and darkened the skies for years around the world. What does that sound like to you? Some type of free energy reaction, strangelet, fission, fusion. I don't know. But whether that existed or not, we have now reached our Atlantean moment where we do have those powers to blow ourselves up, and it appears we are going to blow ourselves up. And that's all I'm saying is, boy, it'd sure be nice to not all die, or maybe only 10% of us survive after 4 or 5 years of hell on Earth. And that's my, you know, eat my neighbors analysis. Like the left wants to cut the energy off and starve the third world. Don't you get will collapse too? And then you're the wimps. You're the domesticated idiots. People like me, I may be domesticated compared to my grandfather or his dad, but I'm sure not domesticated compared to you. And I really thought about it, extrapolating out. I mean, it's a thought exercise. And I said it was tongue in cheek, you know, kind of a modest proposal. Look that up. You don't know what that is. But at the end of the day, if everything collapses and all this stuff's going to hell, I'm not going to commit suicide. I've got storable foods. I'll try to defend myself, my family. I'll try to organize. But at the end of the day, if my daughter was starving to death and some leftist came to my house trying to rob me, I would go ahead and take them out and defend myself. And I would go ahead and gut them and cut them up and eat them. So if that's where you guys want to go, all right, you put yourself in this position, but I will eat your ass. You understand that? Before me and my family die. You will. You will die.
Hi, this is Jeff with DMO Knives, and we are super excited to partner with Alex Jones for this style breacher knife from DMO. For a limited time, our tactical breacher, through our Alex Jones partnership, will be designed like this. We have our black over OD Cerakote, OD G10 composite handles with the following logos upon them. Betsy Ross flag over here with Alex Jones signature here. And then you flip that over and we've got Donald Trump. Fight, fight, fight. We've had these things crammed in a Humvee, prying open a door in Syria. We've shot them at the range. They have survived. They have a lifetime guarantee. So if you ever break one, we'll replace it for you to help develop the toughness and sturdy and durable and usability along with the beauty, there's four different heat stages that we put this thing through to come up with a dual level of hardness for usability and sturdiness. It's built to never fail the operator. Made in America, by Americans, for Americans. How much stronger can you get than the DMO quarter-inch thick steel breacher? Patriotic, strong, just like America. Again, we are super excited to team up with Alex Jones with DMO Knives for this product, which is our patriotic tactical breacher. You can't get more patriotic than this. We can't wait to get them in your hands.
In the last 6 months, as InfoWars has been fighting for its very existence, we've had a lot of great organizations and groups reach out wanting to support us. Well, I got to tell you, Dead Moose Ops is one of the best. They put out some of the most amazing collectible limited edition knives and other amazing collectibles with folks like the Hodge Twins and so many others. These guys are bringing great products to the American people, and they're keeping some of the most important talk show hosts on the air as we win the fight against the globalists. So we've decided to come out with 500 of their best-selling limited edition knife engraved specifically for InfoWars. It's amazing. So here it is with the American flag, the original 13, Alex Jones, and it is such a storied knife. It's a special operations style knife. It's of the highest quality steel made right here in America in Arkansas. This knife cost over $115 to just produce because it's of the highest quality materials at the highest standards. And there's only 500 of these limited inscription knives with the original 13 colonies flag, commissioned by George Washington and laser inscribed with my signature, Alex Jones. This is a very important fundraiser. You know, on NPR and on PBS, you know, they get hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money every year. They will sell a coffee mug for $100, though it costs $5. And you know you're getting memento to know you supported communism and evil and the New World Order. Well, this is a knife that cost over $115 because it's such high quality. And when you get the knife and you pay the extra money to fund the operation, you are changing the world. So if you want a limited edition knife that is simply amazing, read all about it right now at dmoknives.com. It is dmoknives.com. This is a true piece of Americana, and it funds the operation. There's only 500 of this knife available. So please be part of this fundraiser and have this piece of history. Go to DMO, that's Dead Moose Operatives, but just DMO, the letters DMO, knives.com, it's on screen, and you get an additional $25 off when you use promo code Alex.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So I'm trying to get people's attention here. Most of the world lives in incredible poverty. There are revolutions and wars going on all over the planet. Much of Latin America is engulfed in just poverty and tyranny. So is Africa, much of the Middle East. Europe is collapsing. The United States is falling apart. Our debts are out of control. And again, I don't say all this to be a buzzkill. I say it to say we got to turn this thing around. I mean, take Venezuela. The public's been taking over government buildings. They've been routing the military. The military's been joining them. Maduro desperately is trying to send his special operations people to arrest the opposition leaders that reportedly got over 60%+ of the vote. Maduro got 30-something percent. They got, what, 63? He got 30-something. And those numbers have come out. And so we sit here and we look at Venezuela and we say, well, that's Venezuela. What would this country look like under Kamala Harris? What would this country look like if they would have been able to kill Trump 18 days ago? And you're like, well, I'm not going to go out and riot or kill anybody if they kill Trump. Well, neither am I. But the globalists will supply the violence to get us into this position because they feel insulated because they have bureaucratic control, It's like when you saw the former Secret Service head testify and the interim head, and it was all a bunch of CYA. Cover your patootie. So Venezuela's Maduro sends tactical police to arrest opposition leaders. A report by Gateway Hispanic breaks down the Venezuela president, Nicolas Maduro, is arresting his political opposition after the nation's recent election results being questioned have led to skirmishes that could turn into all-out civil war. I'd say it already is. The article breaks all of that down. So, you expand on that with what's happening in the Middle East with Israel killing the political leader of Hamas. You can say, great, bombing him in his home in Tehran, Iran, where they direct the war from there. Why did Biden give $6 billion a month before, or 2 months before, to the Iranians to give to Hezbollah and Hamas? Why did Israel stand down? You know, there's something bigger here. So let's get it straight. I don't trust Benjamin Netanyahu and what he's up to, and I don't trust the Iranians. And all of this is getting out of control. Hamas leader assassinated in Iran by Israeli strike. And now the attacks against Israel from the north, from the east, and from the south are intensifying. Why did Israel found Hamas? Well, they admitted why they did in the 70s and in the 90s. And Netanyahu has talked about it. To destabilize the Palestinian Authority, to have radicals that were violent so that you wouldn't have Muslims in suits and ties demanding their rights. You would just have a military conflict, which is the same rule that the globalists want here because they've politically lost. It's the same system over and over and over again. So I don't like where we are, but if you're at a place and you don't admit you're at that place and you live in denial, you have no chance of turning that around. James O'Keefe is joining us coming up here in just a little while. We'll be drilling through all of this. Roger Stone coming up in the next hour. Secret Service agent warns of mass assassination attempts. Very important articles up on Infowars.com. Says there's no way that they're not going to try to kill him again, and that the Secret Service knows exactly what they're doing. We'll be going over all of that. Now, this broadcast is listener supported. We try to bring you things that enrich your life so that you get a great response from it. You want to get it again. And we have a great line of amazing high quality products at InfoWarsStore.com called the InfoWars MD line. And we just discovered 2 years ago that one of the main suppliers of the companies we were using, that are also big companies, of the raw materials for things like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, was this company. And they said, hey, keep selling your products. That's great. But you get your product from us anyways. We can private label at our factory for you, put your label on our stuff, give people a discount. And that way, if you have supply chain issues, which we were having, we have got it for you. Well, that's what InfoWars MD is. The probiotic formula, the prebiotic formula, the good night's sleep, the Nerve Renew, the Joint Relief Max is an amazing natural pain reliever, the ashwagandha and black pepper, the ashwagandha gummies, the prostate support, and of course, the turmeric 95 is 95% turmeric. It's a concentrate. Normal turmeric's 4% to 5%, works great for your whole body's inflammation, for your heart, your lungs, your joints, your bones. But turmeric 95, remember I told you, I said, we have the strongest turmeric in the country in the last 5 years. We did. And it was these guys that made it. They decided to make their own, watching us demand an even higher concentration. And so Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is sold out right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is the same 95% turmeric, a little bit different formula of the other goodies they add to it, but it's all apples and oranges. It works great. Turmeric 95, InfoWars MD, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We're selling out of the X2, the X3, and if we get shut down, that'll never be available again. But everything we have is in stock. And I'll have updates on the future of InfoWars soon. We've got a minimum of 2 months, maybe 4 or 5 months And I've learned some major developments on that front that I'm not at liberty to talk about yet, but I will soon. Big breaking news. The deep state's out in the open wanting this place shut down. You already saw that in the last 7 weeks, but we've got new intel that's incredible. But I've been asked to not talk about it at this point yet, but it is unbelievable. But it's believable, I guess, in this climate we're in. Separately, we have another great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, with all the nano-silver products, amazing one-of-a-kind products like Next Level Foundational Energy that isn't a stimulant but has that effect with no letdown because it unleashes the power of the cells with these key known compounds like methylfolate and more. DrJonesNaturals.com. Be sure and check that out. And then separately, this is not our T-shirt. Our T-shirt's great, and it's here. It's now shipping. The bulletproof shirt with the iconic Trump raised fist. If you want to support the broadcast, it's a fundraiser shirt. That's why it's $29, so we can get funds. It's a high-quality shirt. Costs like, you know, 10 or 11 bucks to print. But if you want to get the Hold the Line, Never Surrender shirt, it's holdtheline.com. They're one of the top Trump Patriot apparel producers in the country, and they have got on-demand printing. So when you order, it ships right out. They got factories in Arkansas. So if you want the new Hold the Line shirt, it says Never Surrender on the front. It's a color shirt. It's a beautiful shirt. And on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776. In my signature, it is a limited edition shirt. Holdtheline.com. I cut a promo on it. Go ahead and roll it.
Take a look at what happened.
On July 13th, 2024, the deep state took a shot, not just at Donald Trump, but at America and our republic. But by the grace of God, God's hand was on Donald Trump, and by just millimeters, he survived. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state, Google, all the big tech companies other than X have been trying to suppress this image. They've been trying to suppress everything about the assassination. But it is so important that we support President Trump and we support the InfoWar that defends and supports Trump by getting this iconic shirt. It takes that incredible fight, fight, fight image, and it says never surrender. Under it and on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776 with my signature. Now, this is brought to you by one of the top Patriot apparel makers in America, and they partnered with us and they print the shirts and everything right there in Arkansas. So these are ready to ship right now.
We love you. Yes! Yes! Yes!
When President Trump had 8 shots fired at him, killing one man, critically wounding 2 others, and grazing his ear, he immediately popped back up and said, fight, 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 which translates to never surrender, never back down, never give up. But it takes the exercise of free speech and the financial support in a fight to save our republic. And InfoWars is recognized as the tip of the spear. And right now, we are in a funding crisis and need your support. So I have a 360 win. Get this amazing never surrender Trump fight, fight, fight shirt with the answer to 1984, 1776, and my signature on the back, a historic memento, and wear it proudly in public, and you'll probably get, it's what I've experienced, 95% love. You may have some leftists try to physically attack you as well, but it's an adventure to wear this shirt. I've been wearing it out in public, and it's been amazing, and you really see the grassroots support that President Trump has around the country, not just in red cities, red towns, and red states. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical juncture for the republic, and now is the time to wear our colors loud and proud. The red, white, and blue, with President Trump raising his fist defiantly to the New World Order. Go to holdtheline.com and use promo code Alex, and you get additional 10% off. By wearing this shirt in public, you raise your fist in defiance with President Trump and myself and many others to the globalist tyranny and say, we will never surrender to the New World Order. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. We will never surrender. We will fight, fight, fight. Because the answer to 1984 is 1776. Wait. We're fighting. We need your help. It's an amazing, beautiful shirt. Holdtheline.com. Promo code Alex for a big discount. Promo code Alex at holdtheline.com. And you can get our shirt that's just as good, I'm proud of it, at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm done plugging. It takes money to fight the New World Order. We're in a war. We appreciate your support and humbly ask for your further support. And ask those that have been sitting on the fence, what are you doing? Please get off the fence. Go to HoldTheLine.com right now. Okay. James O'Keefe's a little late. He's pulling in, they say, to his studio right now. He's going to be joining us. He sent me a nice message last night. I said, hey, why don't you come on the show? Because it's not just about all the big stories he's breaking. We'll hit some of those. It's also about Project Veritas getting Pfizer pressure and control and canning him when he was the founder, and they really, I think, did it illegally. And then in court, they've been trying to silence him and take him off the air, and he just defeated them yesterday. And it's the same thing I've gone through. They want to get all the major voices off the air. Steve Bannon is in prison right now. Owen went to prison. They tried to put me in prison. Navarro was in prison. They're trying to put Trump in prison. This is serious stuff. Here's James O'Keefe coming out of the courthouse yesterday.
Has just been issued in federal court in the case of Project Veritas suing me, asking the court to issue a preliminary injunction against me. The federal judge just now issuing a directed verdict against Project Veritas. And in my favor, yesterday, I was asked to do a deal. There was a deal on the table to limit my speech. I said no. They immediately called me to testify. I testified for a couple hours. And just now, ruling in our favor. It remains unclear why Project Veritas is continuing on, why they're using donor resources to shut me up and shut me down. But I will never be shut up or shut down. And I will not agree to any deal that restricts my First Amendment rights. We have won today, and we're releasing a story inside the DNC this afternoon.
3 years ago, I told you that at a mediation in Connecticut, the head of the Koskoff law firm, Democrat Party operative, said, we are the mafia, like in the movie The Godfather. We're going to beat you, and we don't want money. We want, you know, to shut you down, and laughed at me. And then I couldn't talk about it because I was in a mediation, but later they admitted it. They admitted it on the courthouse steps in Texas and Connecticut. And then in the last almost 7 weeks, they tried to shut us down. At first they denied, then later said, yeah, we do want him shut down. They filed to shut us down. And they said, we don't want any settlement. We don't want money. We want him off the air. And the federal judge 4 weeks ago, said, you're crazy. I'm not doing it. And so that's where we are. And they're behind the scenes with the court right now trying to block having a buyer come in and buy the assets of InfoWars to keep us on the air. And most experts believe that's illegal or it's not lawful. You can't do it. But they want us off the air, folks. They want everybody off the air. And I know most of you are like, yeah, we already know that. The point is, that's how real this is. And you have the CIA and the FBI admitting they were behind the whole thing. So they are so desperate. And again, it's not about me. They wouldn't be this desperate to get everybody off the air or in prison. They weren't getting ready to make a big move. And when they tried to shut us down 6+ weeks ago without a court order, and I said, no, you're not, and the judge slapped them down, think of the desperateness of these guys with the federal agents they had, the court-appointed U.S. trustee and the CRO, who the judge then fired. They feel so emboldened because they're working with the Justice Department. They admit this, and it's illegal. So it is a coup against your free speech. It is a coup against this republic, and it is beyond dangerous. And it lets you know the wheelhouse that we are all in right now. And it's time for the general public to get off the fence. It's time for the attorney generals around the country, they're starting to do this, to take action against this unconstitutional behavior. Because this is the exact same crap they're pulling in Venezuela. And they're pulling in Brazil against their populist, conservative, Christian opposition. The people want freedom. They want security. They want justice. They want sovereignty. But they've not been getting it. They've been getting tyranny. And the tyrant's answer is to squeeze tighter and attack more and just go after people more and more and more. But you see Biden's rallies. Nobody's at them. Kamala Harris can't get anybody in her rallies the last few weeks, so literally like 60, 70 people show up. So then she puts on free hip-hop concerts with high-level, very popular musicians. And then, you know, 15,000 people show up. And as soon as the concert's over and Kamala walks out, everybody gets up and leaves. Because she has no excitement. She has no backing. She got less than 2%. It was like 1.8% in the polls when she ran against Biden. Remember that for the nomination in 2020. But then the corporate media spends all its time telling you that she's surging in the polls and she's really popular and all the rest of this crap. No, no, she's not. So let's play some of these clips here. Let's play a footage of Megan Thee Stallion performing before Kamala's speech in Atlanta. Then crowd leaves after she speaks. After the music was over. And then I want to look at some of the things Kamala's actually been supporting and what she's been pushing. Clip 1 and 3, where she wants to confiscate guns, and it's a great idea. Here are those clips.
Body crazy, curvy, wavy.
Yeah.
Body crazy, curvy, wavy. Look at how I body that. Ate it up and gave it back. Yeah, you look good, but they still wanna know. See me in that dress, and he felt like he almost tasted that. Num, 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 num. I'm present when I'm. What we talking about over here, y'all? Hey, if you love your body, let me hear you make some noise. And if you want to keep loving your body, ladies, let me hear you make some noise.
Do you believe in the mandatory buyback of quote-unquote assault weapons? And whether or not you do, how does that idea not go against fundamentally the Second Amendment?
Yeah, so, great question. I do believe that we need to do buybacks. A buyback program is a good idea. Now, we need to do it the right way. And part of that has to be, you know, to buy back and give people their value, the financial value.
Adding to your gun control agenda?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. But, I mean, listen, I don't think we lack for great ideas. As I've said many times, we've been having great ideas for decades. The problem is that Congress does not have the courage to act. And that is why, from the beginning, I have said my agenda includes attempting to get Congress to act, but if they don't within the first 100 days of my administration, I'm going to take executive action. Because what we need is action.
Oh, yeah. All right, we already played the clip. James O'Keefe joins us now. A big victory in his fight for free speech, Project Veritas, and the group that took it over trying to silence him. Absolutely disgusting in that failed coup we saw. They're trying to silence us, trying to silence Trump, Steve Bannon, the list goes on and on. Of course, he's roared back to greater success than ever. James O'Keefe III on X, O'Keefe Media, OKeefeMediaGroup.com. James, giving us a quick update on the attempts to silence you, and then also some of the big stories you're working on, and then I haven't talked to you in a while. I also want to get your take on their attempted assassination of Trump. So good to see you. Where do you want to start?
Hey, Alex, it's great to see you again, and thank you for having me on today. And I saw your response on X yesterday to my courtroom victory. And you and Elon were asking, what's behind this? Who's funding this? And I've been asking that question for a long time here, because 18 months ago, I was fired from the organization I founded, Alex. And it's not unusual for entrepreneurs or people who, you know, create things to be, you know, whether they do it to Elon or Steve Jobs or much bigger people than me. But it is confusing. 18 months later, they're trying to go to a federal judge and get the judge to issue an injunction to shut me down. And they offered me a deal, Alex, on Monday. And part of that deal was to not talk about it. And I was thinking about doing that only because I couldn't take the pain and abuse anymore. But at the very last second, I decided I can't live with myself compromising on my values. And they immediately called me up to testify. I did that for a few hours. And then the judge issued a verdict, a ruling yesterday, dismissing it. And it was a big victory. But it does remain confusing why they're trying to still shut me down. And I know you know a lot about people trying to shut you down, but that's the update there.
Well, it's huge. And what is their weird excuse? It's one thing to hijack your company, your organization, your journalistic operation that's so storied and renowned. But it's another thing to then claim you as a person can't continue to be a journalist. Talk about arrogance. And so that's one question. Secondarily, have you found out who's behind them?
No, I haven't. And they're pursuing this bizarre legal theory of trade secrets. Of course, anybody can be a journalist, and I think that they should do what they do, and I should do what we do, and we could all continue onward. It's very bizarre. It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, Alex, nothing seems to make sense anymore in this crazy world of ours. We're living in a very irrational time. You asked me, and you're showing some videos there, they're issuing subpoenas to me, subpoenas to my staff, but great job to my team. And, you know, I'm very fortunate, Alex, because I think I'm in a better place now. I've got good people around me, and sometimes you need to be liberated. You need to be fully independent. You asked about the assassination. My thoughts are as follows. You know, I think there's going to be a series of black swan events between now and the election. The day before that happened, someone said, what do you think? Everyone's always trying to predict the future. I said, listen, all bets are off. Something crazy is going to happen. We don't know what it is. So I think what's going to happen is more crazy things, black swan events. At least two of them will happen before election day that will throw everything into a state of flux. And the third update for you is we have insiders inside the DNC and Act Blue. And yesterday released part one of a story featuring the Democratic National Committee compliance manager talking what they really think about Kamala. Not shocking to you or I, but it is interesting to hear their own legal people, the compliance manager, saying that Kamala has, quote, no accomplishments and nobody likes her and saying all these things about Kamala. So that's very interesting to us and shows that perhaps they will replace her or she's not the right person for the ticket.
Well, that's what Roger Stone's been saying, is that they plan to replace her or use some scandal. It might be too late for that, but and of course, I have seen that report. More is coming out on that, but for people that just tuned in, give us a nutshell of what you guys were able to catch undercover.
This is the DNC compliance manager. Joyce DeCierce is their name. He, him, very bizarre individual, runs the compliance department there at the DNC, all things accounting and legal. And he says, and this is very interesting, Alex, that it's very rare you get someone at this high level to be so honest. He says, well, we just tell donors what they want to hear. He says, we play into donors' fantasies. We just bamboozle them by saying the things that play into their fantasies. And he says Kamala is unlikable, that she has, quote, no accomplishments to speak of, and that their donors want them to, quote, attack Trump more. So very interesting. It seemed to suggest that there's a difference between the right thing and what their donors want them to do. So they're kind of torn between the extreme left or the more activist donor involvement and the correct path forward for the DNC. Very intriguing. Now, this guy, Alex, one more thing. They sent a postcard to our undercover journalist trying to intimidate her from releasing this story. And this individual, Joyce DeCierce, has since taken his X account down. So we have another part two coming out tomorrow. We're producing it right now.
All right, James, we got you on late. Do five more minutes with me on the other side because I want to go back into this black swan event you're predicting. We'll let you get back to your important work. Back with James O'Keefe with O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. Be sure and give all your tips there. We'll be right back. Stay with us, James O'Keefe. There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market, and we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex, and by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing, you get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body, your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to optimalhuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric, or whether it's natural sleep aid, or whether it's saw palmetto, with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.